Om Shanti. 4th of November 2018, Sunday. Today's blessing is, may you be a Mahavir who passes through every adverse situation in a second with the powers of knowledge and yoga. A Mahavir means to be a constant light and might house. Knowledge is light and yoga is might. Those who are full of these powers are able to pass through every adverse situation in a second. If you develop the sanskar of not passing on time, that sanskar will not allow you to pass fully in the final moments. Those who pass fully on time are said to have passed with honors. Even Dharmaraj honors that soul. Baba is giving the definition of a mighty soul, of a strong soul, whom Baba calls Mahavir. So he would be constant light and constant might, a lighthouse and might house. And when Baba says light, it means knowledgeful. And Baba says might, it means a yogi. So those who are full of these two powers, which powers? Light and might. And this knowledge is light and yoga is might. So those who have constant yoga, an uninterrupted yoga, a strong connection, intrinsic connection with Shiva Baba, they would be called yogis. And if you developed the sanskar of not passing on time, the sanskar will not allow you to pass fully in the final moments. If you have the powers, these two powers, you will pass in adverse situation in a second. And those who do not have the power, they will fail. And just passing is not important. One most important word Baba has attached is on time. This is most important. Passing with honor is a different thing. But even before that, most important thing is passing on time. For example, a student prepares for some exam for 1 year, and then he goes to give exam, but at the time of exam he fails to remember anything, and once he finishes the exam, after that he remembers. So what do you say to this? Or another person is there, he goes for an interview and he prepares for the interview for 1 year, and at that moment of interview, he or she forgets everything. Everything becomes blank. What do you say to this? Or an athlete, he prepares for the whole year to excel in some competition, and when he appears for that competition, his courage fails him. Or a lawyer is studying the case for 6 months, and it's a time of presenting that case or defending the person in the court of law, and there he fails. Mahatma Gandhi has written in his autobiography, when it was his first case as a lawyer, the other lawyer was very strong, And he says, my heart sank in my boots. I got terrified, petrified, not knowing what to understand, not to what to say and what not to say. And he failed terribly. Or a soldier, he prepares for the whole year for some war. Okay? And when the war comes, he is afraid. So most important thing is on time. No matter how much knowledge one has. That's why Baba is saying these two are powers. Light or knowledge. We have a lot of knowledge about things, but failure to apply that knowledge on time. For example, one studies about power of tolerance and one gives lectures on power of tolerance and one knows very, very many points about power of tolerance. But the moment somebody insults, he can't tolerate. So there is a huge gap, the theory and practical. How to bridge this gap? This is what is known as practical spirituality. Ours is not just theory. Theory about virtues, theory about world cycle, theory about God is here and God is there and He comes. And cycle is of this many years and all that. So, this is not just theory. But this theory should translate into practice. And so long as there is a gap, we have not become the practical symbol of spirituality. So the goal of all spiritual aspirants, sadhaks, or effort makers is to bridge this gap of theory and practical. Because probably many things we are understanding as theory, few things, there is a lot of leakage in between and we cannot apply this here. And what are the certain reasons that one need to check oneself? Why I cannot apply and why this principles of spirituality do not become practical? So, two things. Knowledge, which is light. Knowledge has been compared to light. It means ignorance is darkness. So there are dark corners, nooks and crevices in the dark, stark dark storeroom of the mind. So enlighten those nooks and corners of the mind and fill it with the divine knowledge. And one more thing, about this translation into practice, mere knowledge alone is not enough. Something else is needed. Experience. Something else is needed. Yoga. Because many things one gets touching, only touching of understanding of knowledge happens during yoga. One may take up Murli and read it 10 times, okay? One may go in nature and one may churn it for a long time. Fine. But there are few things about knowledge which we understand only and only in the bodiless stage. The divine and the vast knowledge which we have in front of us, had it been like that somebody remembers many things. For example, some memory training master. So he might understand this knowledge fully, because he can remember everything. But mere remembrance of knowledge is not enough. This has to be something else. And that is loving connection with one father. And that is bodiless stages. Many things about knowledge get cleared only and only in the when the soul gets detached from this body. And here you start understanding many things. And then the real translation into practice happens. Otherwise, we have theoretical understanding about vices, about virtues, about powers, about everything. But still, somehow the practical life is far away from that theoretical knowledge. So, again, we'll come back to this on time. To remember things on time, this is the most important thing. Otherwise, a student would fail. Otherwise, an interviewer, the person who is going for interview would fail. Or, for example, in students, Viva exam is there. Viva exam, where somebody asks questions, examiner asks questions, and you have to answer. I remember there was in our medical exams, critical care exams, there were exam going on in ICU, and ICU exams are very, very tough. You have very difficult patients who are on ventilator and who are unconscious and who have got multiple illnesses, and the exam is on that patient. And the examiner would ask the critical care specialist, they ask students questions pertaining to that patient. So there was one girl who was working in ICU for 1 year, more than a year, and she had come for the exam when we were in BSCS. So she was asked so many questions, but she fails in such a terrible manner that she couldn't answer a single question. The examiner were 3-4 examiners, and they were asking. They were about only 7 minutes to examine the patient. Only 7 minutes you examine the patients, and 7 minutes you do your writing. Once you finish 14 minutes, the examiner comes and they ask you all the details about what are your conclusions and everything. So that girl failed because she was just as if petrified, stoned. Everything went blank. She couldn't remember anything. She was just sweating and sweating and sweating. And ultimately, examiner said, you go and take rest. So she was a very clever student. She was managing ICU independently, all critically ill patients. But during exam, she couldn't remember anything. So to remember knowledge on time, this is very important. To be able to devise means and methods of escape in captivity, that is most important. So that's why Baba is saying, you have two powers, power of light, power of knowledge, and power of yoga. If you have these two powers, you will be able to pass on time. And if right now we are in a position or situation where we cannot, or we have the experience of not passing on time, probably the depth of knowledge which we have is not enough. And probably the stages of yoga which we are experiencing are very immature. And probably we are deceiving ourselves and saying that I am having a very good yoga. That's a self-deception, self-hypocrisy, self-cheating, self-lying. First come to the conclusion that what we have understood about knowledge is nothing. There are many, many subtle, internal mountains to scale still. That Socrates of Greece, he used to think that he is knowledgeful. And one day, at the temple of Delphi in Athens, in Greece, it was announced that the only wisest person in the world is Socrates. And people went to him and told him, it has been prophesied, and there is an oracle there, And he said that you are the wisest person. And he says, no, I am not. Earlier you used to think that I am wisest. But then there was never such a prophecy by anybody, a declaration anywhere. But when he came to the conclusion that I do not know anything, what I have understood is nothing. That time the declaration came that he is the wisest person on this earth. So, to know that I know not is the beginning of knowledge. To know that I do not know is the beginning of the knowledge. To know that we have not understood what is this body conscious, soul conscious stage, and what are the depths of soul conscious stage. Baba used so many words, videhi, one place, ashari, another place, avyakta, third place, farishta, fourth place, bijrup, sixth place, combined, seventh place, avyakta. These are the eight different stages Baba talks about. And what are the deeper connotations of these stages? Probably first come to this conclusion that there are a lot of things I have not understood. And now I begin my humble efforts to understand, to know, to penetrate the depth of knowledge. Not just knowledge, but yoga also. What I call yoga, is that the real yoga? Or the mind is wavering all the time. Like in Zen, there is a story that two disciples, they see a flag fluttering. And one disciple says, the flag is fluttering. The other disciple says, no, wind is fluttering. Wind is making the flag move. It is the wind that is making the flag move. The Zen master comes and he says, and they ask, who is making it move? Is it the flag itself moving or the wind that is moving the flag? And the Zen master says, neither the flag is moving nor the wind. Your mind is moving. Stabilize the mind. Calm the mind. Stir the mind. It is the mind that is moving. So in the stages of yoga, how much stable we are, what sort of concentration we have, how much uninterrupted flow of divine love, how much that unpunctured perennial flow of divine love between soul and supreme soul, how much we are experiencing all those deeper stages of spirituality, or we are practicing something which is just a self-deception. The greatest misfortune that has fallen upon humankind is self-deception. We are self-lying, self-deception. We are something and behaving as if we are different. First to come to this truth, this conclusion, that there are many things to know in life. There are many things to understand in life. At one place, Shakespeare's Hamlet says to his general, there are many things in heaven and hell, Horatio, than are dreamt of in your philosophy. The Hamlet says to his general, there are many things in heaven and hell than are dreamt of in your philosophy. Because that Horatio is a very clever person. But yet Hamlet says, you have not understood many things still. There are many things which are beyond our understanding. In heaven and hell than are dreamt of in your philosophy. The sum total of your philosophy is nothing. So, first the conclusion is, I know not. And then the journey of knowing will begin. In both things. In knowledge also. In yoga also. Both things. So Baba says, knowledge and yoga, both are powers. And if you have that powers, then you will pass on time. Otherwise all those examples which we gave about failing on time, and that will not allow us to pass with honor. And if these powers are full, we will pass with honor. Now, other question is, what is failure? What is failure? What are the biggest failures of life? How do you define failure? That is a very weak definition of failure. What we want, we did not get. Not trying is the biggest failure. One of the definitions of failure is not trying. To try and to fail, and not to try and to fail. It is better that you try and fail than not to try and to fail. So not trying is probably one of the biggest definition of failure. Again, what are the other definitions of failure? To lose hope is failure. To lose hope is failure. To enter into that hopeless, despondent stage is a failure. There is always hope. After the biggest dark tunnel, there is sunlight waiting for you. So there cannot be any hopeless situations of life from which you can never come out. It is not like that. There is always hope. If winter comes, can spring be left behind? One of the English author, Percy B.C. Shelley, in one of the poems says, if winter comes, can spring be left behind? Spring will come. Wait. After the darkness, morning will come. And the deeper the darkness, the greater would be the light of that morning sun. So, losing hope is a failure. Then what is failure? What is the definition of failure? Those who accept that I will never... those who accepted failure. Einstein has said somewhere, Albert Einstein, at the age of 9, he was a failure in one way, because he couldn't speak fluently. He was expelled from his school for his learning disabilities. And he said, failure is success in progress. Failure is success in progress. So making of the success. Failure is a making of that success. So don't worry. It's a making of the success. It's in progress. Like you have some construction going on, so it is written, work under construction. You work in construction. Progress. Construction in progress. Something like that. Work in progress or all that. So in the similar manner, failure is success in progress. Then what else is failure? Not realizing the mistake. Failure is an opportunity to try. To understand that we have failed because of some reason. And to find out that reason. What is that reason? Who is that? Steve Jobs. He failed terribly multiple times before he started that Apple. Before that, if you study pre-Apple life, there's a lot of failures. In the similar manner, Abraham Lincoln, kept on failing and failing and failing and failing and failing. He didn't give up. He didn't give in. He ultimately succeeded. So, failure is to accept defeat. Failure is to think that I cannot progress. Failure is to think that destiny is like this for me. There was one more painter, probably the greatest painter of all times, Vincent van Gogh. Vincent van Gogh was mentally ill. Vincent van Gogh, he committed suicide at the age of 37, and he was not recognized, and people thought him mad, And he would sit in the sunlight and whole day kept on painting and painting and painting. He was painting the sun, he was painting the sunflower. And not a single one of his painting was sold in his lifetime. Not a single painting. People rejected him as a failure. But after his death, in the post-imperfectionism period, he is recognized as the greatest painter of all the time. And whatever paintings he had, 300, 400, these are the classics or the masterpieces. So such people were there in this earth who never accepted failure. So failure is not just you give some exam and your marks come less. This is not failure. Failure is a mental stage of the mind. If you accept, yes, you fail. If you reject, you will not fail. So that is something about failure. And similar things are about success. Success is also the stage of the mind. Victory is also the stage of the mind. So filling ourselves with light, might, knowledge, yoga will help us acquire the power to discern, to discriminate, to understand things, the adverse situations, and then you will be able to pass them on time. The toughest paper come to those whom life thinks are capable of passing. Life never presents with tough paper to those who are weak. God never gives you those things which you probably will not be able to do. So these toughest paper of the life come to those who are capable of passing them. Toughest questions, difficult questions. Do you want in exam all simple questions or difficult questions? If suppose you are a very bright student, what do you want in exam? Why? Because there is a batch of 50 students and you are the cleverest and you have studied the hard. Rest of them have not studied. So you want very simple paper? Because if paper is simple, everybody will pass. Then what is the use of my cleverness and my dedication and my study? That's why I want paper to be set. Very tough paper to be set. So let tough paper be there. And Baba has given answer to all the questions. No question is out of syllabus. Only thing is you have not studied those. You have taken late admission. So go back and study those literature of God. So there is no difficult questions. To end with, I will just tell a joke or a story. There was a lady sitting in air in a flight. And one man came. And he was a scientist, a philosopher. He came and sat beside her. And he said to her, let's play some game. She said, no, I don't want to play. I'm feeling sleepy. I want to sleep. I don't want to. I'm not interested in your game. So he requested, he pleaded. But she said, no, I am not interested in your game. He insisted, please play with the game. And immediately he says, I will ask you one question. Okay, I will ask you one question. If you fail to answer, you give me $5. And then you ask me one question. If I fail to answer, I will give you $500. So this lady who was about to sleep suddenly gets interested. And she asks him, you ask me the question. And he asks, what is the distance from sun to earth? So that lady immediately takes out $5 and give him. And now he says, now you ask the question. So the lady asks, what is that animal who goes with three limbs to the mountain and comes back with 4 limbs. So he is confused. And till that time this lady goes to sleep. And then he opens his laptop. He Googles it. He tries to mail, WhatsApp and does so many things to find out from his friends. Because there is no such answer. For 1 hour he is searching and Googling and surfing on the internet to find out which is that animal which goes with 3 legs on the mountain and comes back with 4 legs. This is such a tough question. So After 1 hour, he says, I am defeated. Take this $500. So she takes the $500 and goes to sleep. But he says, hey, no, tell me the answer. So she takes $5 and gives him. She says, I don't know. Om Shanti.